Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're joined by John Robleski, who is joining us from Sweden, where his U.S. Under-18 men's national team is about to play its first game tomorrow at the 2019 Under-18 Men's World Championship. Hey, John, thanks for taking the time.
Great to be here, Harry.
Hey, so you've been in you've been in Europe for a couple days now. I wonder how the trip has been so far.
Well, we started off in Finland. I went to Viramaki, and it was a lot of our first times there. It's a really special place in the Finnish Ice Hockey Federation. A lot of history there, kind of like a little bit like Lake Placid, and had the opportunity to do some traditional Finnish sauna and take in some of the culture there. But really, it was all about the prep work, and got to play a couple exhibition games and got our feet underneath us over there. So that was great. And then we took a ferry over to Sweden the other day, and it was our second day on the ground here, and our third one tomorrow starts the tournament.
So safe to say you guys are getting acclimated to the time change and all that?
Yeah, I think it's that's fair to say. That travel day from Finland to Sweden did put us back a little bit. I think we didn't get to the hotel till about 2 a.m. But all in all, the boys were good yesterday in practice. A lot of energy, real crisp. And today we were, I think, a little nervous in anticipation for the tournament. So that's good. I like there's nothing to be worried about if the guys are nervous. It just shows they care. And you know what, we'll get things out of the way tomorrow with a huge game against Sweden. And I think that it should be a really, really good crowd. You know, it's probably 7,500 or 8,000 seat arena and here at Modo, and I anticipate a huge crowd, and it'll be, if any butterflies the guys have will be alleviated after that game.
Do you like the fact starting off with such a tough test so you can maybe get something like that out of the way?
It's always something you can bank on. I'm glad that it's an opportunity for us to embrace that hostile environment. If we ever saw Sweden again, or a challenging crowd situation that's anti-U.S., we would know how to deal with it. So I think that the experience early on in the tournament is the most important thing. And obviously you'd love to get out of it with a win. I know that's what the players are all thinking about. As coaches, we're thinking about growing throughout the tournament. We want tangible items after the game that we can deliver to the kids, and messages that we can start to build on for the tournament, because we know it's really about peaking right around game 5-6, and then of course at that point your momentum would carry on if you're fortunate enough to make the gold medal game. But this tournament really is a build up, and any experience in adversity you can face in the early going is especially for guys that haven't played in it before. We've got a slew of them.
When you play an opponent, are you thinking about them, or is it really just come down to having your guys play their game and just concentrate on doing the best that they can?
It's actually quite different from domestic play. There are certain items with each federation that you have to consider. Whether it's something they do in the neutral zone or a tendency that they have on their line rush. Their power plays. It's actually amazing how the different federations have identifiable traits and features. So yes, there are items in international hockey that we adhere to, and it's these are lessons learned from Tim Taylor, John Hines, Ron Rolston, and of course Jim Johansson when he was fortunate enough to be around him. To name a few guys about the different lessons that you learn international compared to back home. Whereas we almost always play relatively the same back home. The tendency of the individual player over here is different. Just how they develop their players. So it's just different things that we haven't seen before, or that we don't see all that often, that the kids need reminders of.
You mentioned so many of these outstanding coaches who have made up the been a part of the NTDP for so many years. Well, and obviously you're now part of that group. Being part of one of the first classes as a player at the NTDP, how has going through these situations, playing in these international tournaments, how is that helping you as a coach?
I don't know if I rely on that at all. It was so long ago for me, and I only played in the U18s, and it was such a blur back then. And the tournament really does go by fast. I think that probably a better gauge of why some of my teams have had success and around this age group is that I started off as an intern coach at the NTDP, and it allowed for growth. I was only 26 at the time, and not too far away from the players, and so I got an idea of what it's like for the kids and the pressure that they deal with having their draft year around it, and then you start to climb the ladder a little bit, start to see different perspectives. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, having good relationships with your leadership group as well, as that makes things allows for the team to have a voice in what they're thinking and where their mindset's at various times in the tournaments.
No doubt. Well, hey, can you talk a little bit about the makeup of this team? So have all the players been together all year long in Plymouth, or did you bring in a couple other players?
No, everyone we have rostered right now has been in Plymouth. As the only 2002 player that we brought up as of now is Matt Beniers. We have Landon Slaggard in the holding pattern. We haven't registered him for the tournament yet, because there are a couple question marks. We are starting the tournament shorthanded tomorrow, so we have left a spot open, actually two spots open for different reasons there that I won't go into. But yeah, all the players that we have rostered currently are NTDP players.
Are a number of players on this roster, were they part of last year's tournament team that won a silver medal?
Yes, we have five individuals. We'll start in the back end with Spencer Knight, the goaltender, and then Cam York is our only returning defenseman. Three forwards up front are Alex Turcotte, Cole Caulfield, and Jack Hughes.
How do you think, obviously that was a heartbreaking loss that came right down to the wire against Finland last year. How do you think that those guys use that as a motivation or heading into this year's tournament?
Absolutely, motivation is the word you used, and it's not even just about the tournament. If there wasn't a week that went by where those guys didn't think about that game, I'd be really surprised. It's still something. Any big loss that I've ever had in a career, still report back to it semi regularly. And so, I think those guys, that's what makes a competitor a true competitor. And when those guys came back with the disappointment, you knew there was another level to their daily grind and to their motivation, and that resonates throughout the team. So if those five guys are all picking up their games and they're off ice at various times, then that's gonna trickle down to the rest of the team as well.
So speaking of motivation, this is probably one of the most dedicated group of athletes that in one of the most talented teams in the history of the NTDP. What's it been like for you on a personal level to coach this group?
It's been very demanding. With that high reward comes a lot of management, and also I think you saw what happened with Tampa Bay Lightning in the playoffs. That just because they're the best team all the way through doesn't mean they get it done at the end. And that's something that we've had to battle. And I think with this group, they've done a great job of getting the coaches and making the coaches have to adapt and having a relationship with player coaches that they're the ones providing inspiration. It's not just the other way around. The players are offering up opportunities for the coaches to grasp through video. It's not always verbal communication, but you'll watch a player do something, or you can tell that they need something fresh, a fresh approach, or a different, they need a twist to something within the system to keep it unpredictable for the opposition. And it's up to us to answer the bell on that. And so we've had a good relationship as far as the group is concerned of inspiring in different ways.
Absolutely. And then finally, John, just wanted to ask you, obviously you and your team are focused on the task at hand, which is winning another U18 World Championship. But have you given yourself an opportunity to think about what it's going to be like to return to Plymouth and say goodbye to this group that you've obviously become so close with?
anytime a thought like that comes into my head, I try to put it in the back, the background, and really focus on the now, because you know, it's as great of a team as this is, and as many awesome kids as there are, we want to see this thing through to make sure that you know, the legacy is solidified, and it's not going to be easy. We had a stumble there in February at the Five Nations and lost a couple of games there, and this is the kids have realized that winning is not easy and nothing's guaranteed, and you know, we're really dedicated to the task at hand and the next step, and right now that's Sweden, and then we'll build from there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to watching you guys on the NHL Network, and so thank you for taking the time, and good luck in the tournament, and we look forward to talking to you later.
All right, Harris. Thanks a lot, and take care back home.
All right, thanks, and thank you, everybody, for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.